This is Debbie Moran, and this is New Moon Session for Friday, May 6, 2016. And go ahead, Bobby.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to set my intention. So, I have a lot of energy right now. I feel so much energy in me that I don't know if you call it shaky feeling or vibration, you know, whatever it is. But I feel like I need to be doing things with that energy, and I want to do things with that energy. I just want it to go in the right direction that it will be best for me and my own, my progress. So that is what my intention is, that this energy that I have, you know, will be utilized to its best purpose.
Perfect. Right in alignment with what's showing up.
Good.
Yeah.
It's an incredible feeling. I haven't felt this good since, and this energetic since I was a kid.
Nice. And that's kind of like I said, that you're right in the gist of where this session feels like it's going, and the energy that's being sent out and calling forth. So.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And I have a friend with me tonight, but he didn't say he wanted to be acknowledged on the call. But you remember my friend Robert I talked to you about over the years?
I do.
Sort of. Well, he's here. He's here.
Hi, Robert.
And, he's going to be a part of our session.
Beautiful.
Did you want to say your intention?
No.
Okay.
I'm not ready to vocalize.
Okay, but he's got one. I just don't know what it is.
Just tell him to hold it in his heart, and we'll gather it.
Did you hear that? Hold it in your heart, and we'll gather it. Thumbs up.
Okay, good. Anybody else? People are coming on now. Anybody else want to actually say hi and state their intention? I started the recording because I figured, why not?
Hi, Debbie. Hi. This is Tanya.
Tanya, hi.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Very good. Yeah, my intention is unity and discovering even more the, not discovering, transcending the fear of being in relationship, the fear of being in community, the duality between wanting total consummation and the fear of abandonment that theme, and just letting more old trauma arise to just become visible and detach from different areas in my body.
That's actually
yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay. Is there more?
Hey, it's Susan and Soto and Joey.
Hi, Susan and Soto and Joey. Aww.
Hey there.
I know, I feel them. You want to state an intention for yourself or them, Susan? I know you sent it to me. Do you want to say it? Do you want me to read it? Do you want to just hold it in your heart?
Let's see. And once again, I don't have it printed out. So maybe if you read it.
Okay.
Maybe it'll resonate with somebody.
Okay, here we are. Let me see. I have a few, which is great. Okay, so one here, you're saying that there has been, you've just been anticipating, which is great. And Soto's right foot has been hurting him, and he's not feeling stable. And he's having trouble moving from one perch or person to another perch or person. And how symbolic does that feel for everybody on this call? So he has a sore foot. You have a sore foot. I have a sore foot.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's about gaining, I'm not going to read it word for word, but it's really about, you said with checking with everybody, you gathered the four of you and got the whole earth is shaking and we don't know if we can keep our footing, and that's really brilliant. So the other thing was, bringing forth your gifts. Where are you? Okay. Yeah, here it is. Your left foot's been hurting for a month now. No indication of a physical cause. You've been thinking there are more layers, and you've been having a crisis of faith of sorts about ascended work and really actually all energy work and all of the promises, all of the grand promises being made, and being frustrated at the apparent sense of no movement about things not coming to fruition. So I'm frustrated with grand promises from anywhere. So it feels like, I don't need to read everything not word for word, but it looks like that. It feels a bit like frustration is a key, dissatisfaction, and this sense of, I didn't say dissatisfaction, I'm adding that, Susan, and this sense of feeling like you've lost your footing and can't seem to gather it.
Mm-hmm. In a sense that somehow there's an internal thing that feels like a trap to release.
That's the one thing I didn't see here, but I know it's there. So that kind of feels to me like it kind of lines up with what Tanya was just saying about bringing all of those fears and all of those trappings to the surface so they can be understood and released.
Mm-hmm.
That feel right?
Yes, it does.
And there is something with vision that I'm seeing as well, and that showed up through Debbie for Sozo, and I think it's valid for all of us. It's really about clearly visioning our undercurrents and bringing them to light so we can integrate them instead of continually trying to suppress, repress, or fight them off.
Definitely.
Did that cover it?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Well, I think I'll just kind of state my intention. And actually, my intention is still surfacing. One of the things that came up for me right before this call, which was quite interesting, I heard, you don't have to always pull a rabbit out of your hat. And I was like, what? Okay. So basically, what I was being informed was to use the tools I've acquired. And so I'm going to use this in words that fits everybody, because I think it does fit everybody. You don't always have to pull a rabbit out of your hat. Use the tools you've acquired to sharpen your intuition. Quit trying to figure it all out without the tools at hand. Why do you think they've been given to you? Make it, or even allow, or better yet, allow it to come easy. Does that relate to anybody?
Oh, yes.
So does anybody else have anything more?
I actually have another intention. I'm just really formalizing my business, and I want to let come out all the blocks I have against being successful in bringing out into the world what I'm meant to bring out, and with ease, having everything guided to me, all the assistance I need, and businesses to work with, and so on. Yeah, to really embrace that process.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. going to kind of state something else that was sent to me. Debbie sent me this. So, and these are images that she sent, so I'm just going to wait and see how and if they show up, and I have a sense that they will. Having to do with time and cycles of time, seasons. And she saw roots, roots of trees, although the field was not trees, but it had something to do with, like, sacred geometry. And lines coming out of a starburst and linking into another, and then layer over layer over layer, and I really am seeing that quite clearly, actually, and we'll see how that unfolds. Having to do with the qualities of the hero or the heroine, tapping into our heroic courage when facing danger, especially in battle, and my sense is that that is the battle that we're waging within. Oh.
Hi. Hi, Debbie. It's Debbie.
Hi, Deb. Mm-hmm.
And one last thing, I guess, is the release of apathy towards things. So to have more interest or more love or more, in that direction towards the things we do or, say, like my job or like whatever interest anyone else has or would like to have, but somehow we have become having this apathy towards things.
Apathy towards what?
Towards things, you know, like towards the job. So it would be to regain the interest or the love towards whatever you're doing or whatever you want.
Or whatever what?
You would like to do.
Beautiful. Okay.
You've done something for a very long time, and now it's not interesting anymore. Or so it's to, I guess, re-spark whatever you need to spark to do what you need to do, or what would make something interesting again.
Nice. I like that you said spark, because we're going to include Spark and Coco as well.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, so we have Soso and Joey, who are both with us always, and they are beautiful birds. And then we have Sparky and Coco, who are big chihuahuas. I say big because I just saw them saying, don't call us little.
And I always call them little, but that's my deal.
Okay. So, I think I'm going to share more of my intention, which was, like I said, what the message that I just got was pretty quite clear. But what I've been experiencing for the past few weeks has been an interesting introverted kind of period. Literally, as you heard me say, I have a hurt foot, I have a broken toe, it's going on the fourth week now. And so what I saw was it's like I got forced into slowing down and I got forced into being quiet. And I'm seeing the gift and the beauty in that, because I also saw, what I also experienced was right after the dance that we had, and actually I broke my toe before I did the dance, but right after the accident with the toe, it was like, I went through this intense anger and hurt and pain and frustration, but what happened after that was my nervous system had been a bit like you were talking about, Bobby, this like hum, and so I felt anxious all the time and felt like I couldn't relax. And that accident, like it was like it released some of the steam off the top of the valve, and suddenly, I could relax. So I've been sleeping better, I've been resting better, and I've even been, through all of my computer frustrations, I've actually been not ready to throw it out the window. I get upset, and then I get through it. So it's quite fascinating. So what I'm seeing is, and I'm going to actually read to you a quote that came up for me this morning, and this is the session. So everybody take a few breaths with me, and then I'm going to read this to you.
How do we mute Debbie?
Oh, I will mute you. I will mute you now. I'm going to mute everybody, unless anybody else has anything more to say.
And unmuting, if we say something, what was that again?
If you want to mute or unmute yourself, you hit star 6.
Okay, thank you.
Star 6, you're welcome. So I'm going to mute everybody now. Okay, everyone, you are now muted, and you can unmute yourself at any time by hitting star 6. So right now I'm going to ask you to just take 3 big breaths with me. And as you all know, we've already begun. So I'm going to read this to you right now while you're quiet. Remain sitting at your table and listen. Simply wait. Be quiet, still, and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in at your feet. And to me, that is the energy of what's going on right now. There is this sense of a loss of equilibrium and instability where we feel like the image that I'm seeing is well, I'm seeing multiple images. The feet are really pivotal. It's about the image I'm seeing is like walking onto the beach and a big wave coming and knocking you over, and you're tumbling through the waves and thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. And then the wave recedes, and somehow you're magically standing upright. And so there is that kind of energy going on right now. This is a time, astrologically, we are in another supermoon. It's a supermoon, new moon, and the new moon is in Taurus. And it's all about Earth. And when I say all about Earth, it's all about our presence on Earth. And what that means is it's about connecting. I'm not even going to say reconnecting. It's about connecting newly for the first time to Earth, to stable ground, to solid footing. And you may get a little wobbly here and there, but never fully losing your footing. And the way that that's happening is the wobbliness is coming because this is a time, you know, we've done these sessions for quite a while now, and many, many things, much like what Susan was talking about, many, many promises are being made, and they're being fulfilled. It doesn't feel like it right now because we're measuring our experiences and our perception in time. And so now we are working with the senses to literally peel away those blinding layers and peel away those layers that keep us from smelling the full fragrance of life, the full beautiful fragrance of life, that keep us from seeing the vividness, the vitality, the brilliant, distinctive colors and diversity of life and the nuances of life. So smelling the nuances, seeing the nuances, hearing the nuances. So it's peeling away those layers in our inner voices as well as our outer voices that keep us hearing the echo of the same old tune, hearing the echo of patterns from the past, and hearing the echo of this is what I should be doing, this is where I should be at this time, this is what I am meant to be doing, and yet feeling like you're butting your head against a brick wall over and over and over again. So it's peeling away those layers to allow us to listen to the subtlety, to the subtle whispers, to the subtle sights, the subtle sounds, the subtle smells of, what's that smell? That's a magnificent. I've never smelled that before. What's that taste? That's a magnificent taste. I never tasted that before. I never knew strawberries could taste this good. Same with touch. It's like peeling away the layers around our skin and in our energy field that are like gloves we've been wearing to shield ourselves from the full experience of knowing what it's like to be human on this planet. So it's literally our spirit is calling us forward, and it's saying, hey, wait. So it seems contradictory, right? Your spirit is calling us forward, but it's saying, hey, wait, because it's saying, hey, wait, because our spirit is calling us forward, and we've all been leaving our bodies to catch our spirit, and the spirit is saying, hey, wait, don't leave your body behind. Bring it with you, but don't bring all the baggage that it drags along with it. Leave the baggage behind. But you can't leave the baggage behind until you actually know you're carrying it. There was a post on Facebook that says that quite perfectly, and I may be paraphrasing, but it says something to the effect of, these mountains you are carrying were only meant to be climbed. So it's time to put the mountains down. It's time to play in our environment. It's time to play in our bodies. It's time to bring our bodies to life in a way that we never felt possible. It's time to actually feel whatever we touch in a whole new way, in a whole new experience. And not trying to put it, not comparing it to other people's experience. It's okay to share experiences, but to try to recreate another person's experience is foolish at best and dangerous at worst, because all it does is get in the way of you actually being able to move forward on your own path. We're meant to share these experiences, but we're meant to vibrate on similar streams, but different vibrations, different frequencies. We each have different geometric shapes. Our bodies each have different geometric vibrations. And that's important. It's important to dance that dance. It's important to be that rhythm. And it's like I see the waves floating in and out of each other. And it's like, yay, hi, how are you? Oh, yay, I'm great. How are you? So it's not about stagnation. It's about the stagnation coming to light, to be blown away, literally blown away like the dust on the countertops that come in and gather and collect until we actually dust. So that is all settling down in you, and I'm going to stop and take a drink of water and recommend, if it feels right, you do the same. That is bringing me into the elements. And I'm hearing people mistake the elements for the five elements, because that's all we're aware of. That's interesting for me to hear. I'd never heard that before. So it makes sense to me, though. So it's like we are a reflection, a prism of an aspect of creation, of source, of universe, of God, whatever word suits you, does not matter, because source is source no matter what you call it. And it is there to nurture and support you if we just are willing to say yes, if we are willing to allow what is being dredged up from us to be taken from us as we watch it leave. So it's kind of an acknowledgement of it. And when I say taken from us, it's the trauma of the experiences, not the experiences. The experiences are meant to be cherished. Even those traumas that seemed like horrors in our lives, they worked for us, even though we interpreted them in a way where it felt like they worked against us. And so now it's about letting the trauma of that come up, not so we can relive it, but so we can breathe it away, so we can let it go, so we can breathe in new life and let go of old. I'm actually hearing in with the new, out with the old. And that is a mistake. I'm like seeing a finger being waved at me, because what I'm hearing is that is a statement that I've heard in the past. I don't know where I've heard it. I just know I've heard it. And it's been spoken before. But what they're saying is, don't interpret what just came through me as that old statement. It's like getting rid of that out of the lungs. What I'm being guided to express is, breathe in new and breathe out old does not mean reject your old experiences, reject your old life, reject your old people, reject your old. It doesn't mean reject your old. It means let go of the old traumas. Breathe in new life to those experiences in a way where the strengths can emerge, and you can see and receive and be the gifts of the strengths that you received from those turbulent, tumultuous experiences, and truly know that the universe is conspiring in your favor always, 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 even when we trip, even when we fall. It's always there to pick us back up again. The key is look up always. Look forward always. See what's right there before your eyes, before your true eyes. That's what I'm hearing, before your true eyes. I had an experience last night and today, and this is part of what's coming up. It's like, for the first time ever, I went for a walk at the Bayfront, and for the first time ever, I actually saw the bells that were ringing, the church bells. I've heard them before, but I never actually saw the structure of the church bells, and I was like, wow, that's new. I never knew that was there. And even as I said it, I knew that wasn't true. It's been there. It's just, I could finally see it for the first time. I took the time to notice it. Same with the simple thing with an experience today of having brunch and seeing a cup on a table. It blended right in with the table, and I thought, hey, this is new. And then I realized, nope, not. They've always been here. I just didn't notice them before. So it's really about we are being called to be present, to be available, to be, and what I've been saying a lot lately is be ready, willing, and able. I am ready, willing, and able for what is meant to come next. I am ready, willing, and able to receive what it is I am meant to receive. I am ready, willing, and able to offer what it is that I am meant to offer, what it is that is meant to come through me. And I am ready, willing, and able to let go of all thoughts about how I think that should be. I am ready and willing, able to trust for the first time in my life, knowing that even as I said those words before, that part of me wasn't speaking the truth because I never truly let go. I always tried to figure it out. The words that are coming out of me are me saying I, but this is for everybody. These words are being spoken for everybody. So it's about allowing the truth to unveil itself, the truth to reveal itself, and allowing yourself to be in a space where you can look at it honestly, sincerely, and claim it. It's about full-on responsibility for your own life and your own creative ability without blaming circumstances or situations around you, but also allowing time to become a friend, allowing time to become a partner, because time is shifting, time is changing. We all know it's changing, it's moving much faster, and yet it feels like it's slipping away, but it's not. It's giving, I'm being given the metaphor of what I saw before about our spirit saying, come, and us trying to come, and it, our spirit saying, wait, bring your body. And so I'm feeling the same thing with time. Time feels like it's slipping away because it feels like, in essence, it feels like it's been trying to leave the body as well. But what I'm seeing is a whole new construct, a whole new geometry being formed in our cells, in the membranes of our cells, in the essence and the core of each one of us. And this whole new geometry is unique to each and every one of us. It has a similar thread, a similar vein, a similar essence. But we are none of us the same frequency. We are none of us the same note, and we are not meant to be. So we are being called forward to live out our purpose. And when I say being called forward, it's not about moving forward and breaking down barricades. It's about being in that receptive state. Actually, it's about being in that infinite state that I'm seeing the infinity symbol of the figure eight. And it's really about being in that infinite state of the spot in between. Oh, that's beautiful. So I'm seeing, imagine the infinity symbol on its side in front of you. And as you come to the connecting point in between, that is the point of creation. And on the outside, we have the masculine, and on the other side, we have the yin. So we have the yin and the yang, and the masculine and the feminine, and all of the polar opposites that we live in this creative world that presents itself as duality, and that we have seen duality as restriction because we have been living in the duality of either or. So we have been saying this or that instead of being inclusive and saying it's this and that. And in that in-between spot where we come together, that is that blissful union of self, that blissful union that sparks the creative flare and births new life. And this new life that's being birthed is each one of us. It's everyone on this call, and quite frankly, everyone on Earth, but not everyone is actually at a point where they are willing to acknowledge that. So it's just, you are here now because you are ready, willing, and able to acknowledge that. So when you find yourself over the next few weeks, because you probably will, when you find yourself teeter-tottering, just pause. Come to that place of breath. And as you do that, turn your eyes, turn your focus inward. And as you turn your focus inward, I am hearing you will more clearly see the truth of outward. So I love it. This is a time of awareness. And we've been in this process for many years, actually our entire lives and before, but for us, we've been in this process for many years, at least aware of it. And the awareness never stops while we're here because it's not meant to be a timeline or something that we're looking to the end of. It's meant to be enjoyed in the process. And what that means is breathe into those moments where you feel out of balance, out of harmony, and ask for the gift. And you may even take this mantra that I've been using, because I'm going to give it to you now. I am ready, willing, and able. I am here now. I feel a sense of peace settling in. And as we've talked about before, I'm seeing it kind of settle in. It's just a thread of what we've just been talking about is settling in. A seed is being planted. New life is being planted. So, now I'm being called into the joints of the body, the actual joints and the connective tissue of the body, the fascia of the body. And I'm feeling this fascia, and I'm feeling the boundaries of the fascia, and they feel like they are being stretched. And they feel like they have been so stretched to their limit in our mind's eye. And I'm having to stand up as I do this. In our mind's eye, it feels like they've been stretched to the limit. What I'm hearing is move it around, shift the clouds in our vision, in our line of vision, in our immediate sense of self, and clear the clouds in our mind and drop our consciousness down through the crown, through the brow, through the mouth, through the throat, into the heart, and allow that same energy to surface through the feet all the way up, through the knees, through the ankles, through the knees, through the hips, into the pelvis, into the navel, and up through the solar plexus and the diaphragm and into the heart. And see this ball of energy gathering here. And it's oscillating, actually. This energy is oscillating in the heart, much like a breath. It's oscillating and rotating in and out, in and out. But it feels like it's meeting there, but it's not able to breathe freely. Because what I'm seeing is it's kind of stuck there. So we're needing to clear out the heart energy of everyone on the call. Ah. Thank you, said so, and Joey. Oh, and then the solar plexus and diaphragm and Sparky and Coco are showing up for this. It's like cleansing out the solar plexus, the diaphragm, the solar plexus, the yang. So it's almost like, oh, this is just beautiful. I love you guys. So and Joey are representing the heart and the yin above, and then we're having to clear out the heart and below the yang for Sparky and Coco. And so it's clearing out that earthy, grounded energy and the spirit and bringing our heaven and earth together. but not together into a static notion, into an oscillating orb that kind of sits at our heart and doesn't quite circulate through our bodies and through our bloodstream and through our everything. So it's really about removing that block. It looks like that oscillating orb that's going kind of clockwise and counterclockwise. It's like stuck. So imagine it's like an orb that's stuck and we're turning it the opposite direction and opening it. And as we open it, there's this rush of light that comes through the heart and goes through the whole body. And it's like this massive amount of light that goes up into the heavens through our upper body and down into the earth through our lower body, and then starts circulating through our whole vibratory field. And I see new boundaries being clarified, new horizons being established, new stars being born. I love this. And I don't know why I'm snapping. I'm not very good at snapping fingers, but I'm snapping like all over the place. All these stars are being born. I'm seeing like all these supernovas. And it's really in our bodies that this is happening. Whew. Wow. That was brilliant. Oh. And then there's a swaying that's happening, and it's like the image of the ocean and the seagrass is coming to mind. So it's the stars, it's as high as the heavens and beyond, even further than we can imagine, that we are connected and we are, and down into the core of the earth and the bottom of the ocean that we are. Simply, we are. And it's about all of us being in that vibration of awe and yet being able to flow uniquely in our physical fascia, in our bones, in our tissue. Now suddenly it's solid. It's like, okay, we are here. So I want everybody to stand up on the call now and just stand up and stomp your feet, not hard, but just stomp your feet on the ground, stand tall, put your hands up in the air and say, I am here now. And feel that anchor down into your pelvis and down through your legs and down into the earth, as well as being anchored into the sky. A connection has just been linked up. Energy is now flowing intensely. So I'm asking for grace in that flow so that it comes through easily, that it comes through in a way that nurtures, nourishes, supports, and allows each person on this call and every person intended in this call to actually move forward in grace, in a way where, with more awareness, with more noticing in the moment. So instead of moving forward in a way where all of our senses are directed out there into the future of projection of this is what I see for me, we are allowing that vision now and calling our senses now, which means we can be in the moment and receive whatever our receiving channel is now open, instead of just, yeah, that's what I see too. It's kind of like in this vibratory frequency. Most of us have been in a transmitting channel. It's almost like we've totally, like our wires have shorted out and receiving. So we've been asking, but not listening. We've been asking, doing, instead of asking, breathing. That's the doing. Breathing and allowing and moving forward from that space. So it's bringing that sense of grace and peace into our beings, which will do away with the apathy, because when we are present in the moment, we are no longer wishing we were somewhere else. We are no longer frustrated with what is in front of us. We are in it. We are it. And so it becomes alive. It becomes vibrant because we become alive and we become vibrant, and that's what's been happening. We have not been alive in the moment. We have been projecting into the future, so we've been shadows, ghosts, moving forward through our past. So now, let's welcome our shadows and our ghosts and our past, and let's just embrace them and integrate them in a way where we can say thank you. And if we have not received the gift of that experience, we will visit with it a little longer and listen to what it has to say instead of telling it what we had to say. So compassion is being brought into our heart, which to me is brilliant, actually, because, you know, I've been saying a lot lately, and I've been seeing again the yin-yang, the passion and the peace, and people think that you can't be passionately peaceful or peacefully passionate, and yes, you absolutely can. And compassion would be that middle point, kind of a combination of the two, passion and peace, passion and peace, passion and peace. So it's about being good in the moment. Even when we feel bad in the moment, we're good in the moment. It's about finding compassion for ourselves, finding compassion for the experiences outside of ourselves, finding compassion for the things we overlook, the people we overlook, the experiences we overlook, the animals, the plants, the nature we overlook. Because every time we overlook, we are overlooking ourselves. So every time we don't stop to notice, every time we don't stop to breathe, create a tension within our souls. We create a schism where it's like almost like a little fragmentation. Okay, there's a schism here. And if every time we do that, if we keep adding to that overlooking, if we keep adding to that, I want to be somewhere else, instead of finding the peace and the joy and even the frustration in the moment and being with that frustration till the gift reveals itself, then, but from a place of trust, we have been fragmenting ourselves, and we're doing a full defrag on everybody right now. So, calling everybody here, right now. And any pieces of individual experiences that have been entangled with another person, we are returning the pieces of them and taking back the pieces of us, and doing so from a place of forgiveness and a place of compassion rather than a give it back to me and I don't want anything to do with you. So it's more of a place of ease, easily shifting and owning what is mine and returning what is not mine. knowing that everything is everyone and everybody's, but in this perceptual life that I am blessed to live in, it is time, and I am ready, willing, and able to live it. And I am ready, willing, and able to let everyone else live theirs. And I am ready, willing, and able to do whatever it takes and whatever I can to nurture that authenticity, to nurture that autonomy within myself and those around me. With that, I see frequency 5 coming in from Matrix Energetics, actually. And frequency 5 is this beautiful rose-colored energy. It's like Christ consciousness energy. So imagine it like this beautiful blanket of love just overcoming you. Not overcoming you in a way to take you over, but in a way to give you a sense of love and peace and grace so that you can remember who you are. Because really we've all been intending to do well, and we've all been intending to do these wonderful, amazing, grand, glorious things in this world. And we've all had our own sense of level of frustration with that. And what I'm sensing right now is breathe through it, let it be, trust and know that not that the end is near, but the beginning is here. It's not the end is near, but the beginning is here. That said, the yin and yang symbol is coming in with that and saying, end and beginning, end and beginning, end and beginning, end and beginning. It's not that one is bad and one is good. It is life. It is alive. It is vitality. It is our essential nature. And the same energy that flows through the grass, that cracks through the blacktop and the concrete that we put over it, each one of you has. And that said, it's time to take away the blacktop and the concrete from over top of your heads, over top of your expression. And it's time for you to breathe clean, fresh air for the first time ever. And that means in your current situation, even if you're in a parking lot or in a lab or in an office, tap into the essence of the elements and the elements within the elements, because they're all part of you. And I feel like everyone on the call is being fortified right now. And I love the play on words. It's like being fortified, but not fortified in terms of you're not being isolated and encased in a fort. You're being fortified, which means you're being built newly. You're being not rebuilt. You're being built newly. You're being fortified with new life, new light, new expression. So hold your images, hold your dreams of what you have in your heart and in your minds, but don't hold them rigidly. Hold them there and allow them to morph, allow them to evolve, allow them to mutate in something that is beyond your current level of understanding, and see what comes forth in the next month. But do it in a way where you move easily. Gather your tools, gather your resources, gather your friends, gather each other. Allow yourself to be nurtured from within, and allow yourself to be nurtured from without. Allow yourself to be present in the moment, because presence is essential, and it's time for us to come back to our essential nature. So, I'm hearing breathe, trust, know you are sacred, know you are unique, know you are blessed, and know you are needed and valued. And in that knowing, breathe, notice the moments, the chaos, the noise, the confusion, and the quiet. Notice something different every day. Be present in the moment and allow your life to show up for you. And allow your body to be born new. I love it. So what I'm getting is, don't be careless, don't be foolish. If something shows up and you feel like you need to go to a doctor, go to a doctor. It's not about making any aspect of this world wrong. It's about including every aspect of your life, from doing dishes to mowing grass to going to the doctors if you need to playing in the sand, climbing mountains, doing everything. It's about every aspect of your life is sacred. Every aspect of your being is sacred. Every calling of your heart is sacred. That said, be with the sacredness. Don't try to force it through. Because just because every calling of your heart is sacred does not mean it is something you have to do. I'm hearing we are all having a desire to do something greater than we can imagine. So allow it to happen. Trust that it's going to happen. And walk gently and lightly as that happens, paying attention to the moment as you step into it. And I feel so right now, it's kind of like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but it's like shaking off feathers and moving my neck around. And cradling him. Not just him, but he is representing that for us. Cradling your spirit. Cradling your body. Cradling them together. So what I'm seeing when I say cradling them, I'm literally being informed that these are our developmental years. And I don't know about you guys, but I know I missed some developmental phases when I was growing up, because I was told I went right from, I know I had my own birth damage, and I was told I also went right from laying down to running. So I skipped a lot of steps. I skipped the creeping, crawling, crouching stage. I just got up and ran. That created an unstable foundation with a lot of unresolved trauma and the inability to gather my resources to actually deal with them. Hence, I've been gathering my resources ever since. You guys have been gathering your resources ever since. Now are our developmental stages. It doesn't mean it takes another lifetime. But it means allow yourself the developmental phases in every aspect of your life. Don't try to jump up from being an embryo to running forward in life. Doesn't mean you have to gather more more tools, more resources. It means take stock of who you are and where you are now and gather the resources you've already collected and see how they inform you now. Breathe that all in. Anchoring that down through the crown chakra, through the brow, through the mouth, through the throat, through the heart, all the way down through that center line of your beingness so that you can be at the center point of your life. You can be that in-between space where you are in the world but not of the world and walking that razor's edge but not that it will slice you in two if you slip. Just simply means, hey, you get back on. So it's to bring you back into equilibrium, to bring you to the resources you've gathered already, to allow you to clean and clear that which no longer serves you, and to call forward what does, and to open your heart, your mind, your senses, and ask your abilities, your presence, your soul, your heart, your mind, your spirit, every aspect that you are, call it to you now and ask it to bring you center stage in your own life, to bring you to a sense of purpose and clarity, and to give you the awareness and the ability to move forward with what you are meant to do and be here. And I hear that is all happening here and now, and with that, with all of that, there is always a state of grace and play. Play, play, play. I hear play, play, play. Don't take all this so seriously. Integrate it. Allow it to show up. Cry if you need to. And then laugh with the release. Everybody tap that in, please, into yourselves. If you don't know what that means, I'm asking you to take a breath and just tap your head. Your heart. And your navel. And if it feels right, I'm calling that all down into everybody's energy field right now. You might even add a practice of taking a few minutes each day and tapping your body while you breathe in and out, but actually tapping the outline of your whole body. Just a few minutes, that's all it takes. And the session is complete.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
It occurs to me that they learn while they play.
Yes, play.